the Talmud Shachar. Even at night time, as soon as it becomes Yom Tiv, that's called the Rosh Hashanah, and now you're over the Lav of Baal Tachar. So the Gemara Varei Yovel, Dav Minu is known, like Rashi says, Shutoli Betkiya. Yovel first becomes Yovel on Yom Kippur when you blow the shofar. So again, it's totally in action. And our Mishnah says the Rosh Hashanah Yovel is Tishrei. So Gemara says again, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael Benoish Rabbi Yechon Membruki. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael that says that Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. And you don't need a Tkiya shofar. So as soon as it becomes the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the 50th year, that's when Yovel starts. So the Rosh Hashanah starts without an action. That's why our Mishnah includes it. Rav Ashi Yomar Arvo Rosh Hashanim Him. Our Mishnah says, true, there are four Rosh Hashanim. Shehein Biarvo Rosh Hashanim. That they are on four Rosh Hashanim. That means, what the Mishnah means, four Rosh Hashanahs, it doesn't mean there are only four. There are other ones also. But it means these are the four Rosh Hashanahs that start on the beginning of a month. It means there are 4 months that the beginning of the month is the Rosh Hashanah. If so, the Gemara says, you have to mean when the Mishnah says the fourth month of Shvat, it means that Rosh Hashanah of Yilonais is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So the Chur that Kibbe Shammai goes according to Beis Shammai Shita. So it's not Mustafa that Rav is saying the Mishnah is talking about some Mishnah according to Beis Shammai Shita. So the Gemara says, Hochi Kama. The Mishnah means it like this. There are three Rosh Hashanahs, there are 3 months that at the beginning of the month is the Rosh Hashanah, according to everybody. The Yechud Bishvat Mashenkein, the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis, that starts in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's told in the Machlokes, in the Chnami, Beishamai or Beisilul, that only goes according to Beishamai, but according to Beisilul Taka, there's not a Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the month, but rather Tezvav Bishvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis. There's another cheshbon of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says four, it means to say there are 4 months that at the beginning of the month is the Rosh Hashanah. So even though you have Sivan and you have Tezvah Benisa, the Mishnah doesn't talk about that because that's not a Rosh Hashanah of the beginning of a month. Right, then the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, V'yecho B'tishrei. But the Machlokes in the Mishnah. The first Tanakam is where Meir Shita holds that the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema is in Elul. And Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, no, it's Bechah B'tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema, when starts the new month? For Ma'aseh Behema, it starts back in Tishrei. So Amar Rabbi Yechon says, L'shneye Mikrecha Dorshu. Both Rabbi Meir, Tanakama, the Mishnah, and both Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, both dash in the same Pasuk. So my question is, how do you learn this Pshah in the Pasuk in Tehillim? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lov Shul Korim Hatzoyim. V'yamokim yatfu bar Yisroya yu'af yeshiru. That means what? Lov shul korim atzoyim means that tzoyim have a lot of wool on them. They're wearing a lot. V'yamokim yatfu bar means the valley is full of wheat. Means the crop is all fully grown already. And Yisroya'af yeshiru, it starts to sing already. Now the wind blows upon the crop and it knocks and makes noise. Look at Rashi. Lov shul korim atzoyim Nikru b'seif atilim. Love shu koramatsoy means that the amokim yatfu bar yisroi rat yeshiru. Love shu koramatsoy means mislav shoy sakfoshim shemesabras. Now the Mishnah say the kfoshim, the sheep, this is the time they become pregnant. They become pregnant at this time. That's called love shu koramatsoy, the tsoyin, the sheep are now pregnant. At what time? That is the time of amokim yatfu bar. At the time when they're still, when the wheat is completely grown in the amokim in the valleys. So actually, Yatfu bar shazriya tzaymeches v'nikeres yafa. When the crop is starting to grow, when you can tell it's growing nicely, that's this time. And then yisroat yeshiru. That means benisin. And nisin kishigia zman haktir. When it comes to time to cut down the wheat, the atfur the kashim, and the wheat is still in its stalks now. Shalor the aruach minashavis, and the wind blows. Veheim neitshim zel zu. And they hit one and the other, Nishma HaKur, that's when you hear the noise. V'niras Kimishayuris, it looks like they're singing. So that's this pasuk, that when is the time that behemoths become pregnant? At the time when the wheat is singing, Nisan time. So we say it like this. Rabbi Meir holds like this. Eimasai Lovshu Koramatsoin, when does the tzoin become pregnant? When do they become misaber? That's bizman she'amokim yatfu bar. That's at the time when there's a lot of wheat in the valley. The yemosai amokim yatfu bar. When is the time when there's a lot of wheat in the fields? That's piyader. That's another. Tumela misabrois bader. The sheep become pregnant in Adar. The yoldas, when do they give birth? The locker is that a behemah daka gives birth in 5 months. So Av, if they get pregnant in Adar, 5 months later in Av, that's when they give birth. So if they first gave birth in Av, so when is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah? The earliest she could start is the next month. So maybe Rosh Hashanah Shalem is Elul. Right after Av, Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah. Rashi Rosh Hashanah Shalem Elul. The Somach Legomroi, right next to the end of the giving birth, Zman Chodesh, Manuma Zman. The Yoshe Shalem, the Chidesh Hashanah, the old ones are from last year, and the new ones are called like now for the new year. So, right after they give birth, that's called starting the new year. So this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Naimim know that the Rosh Hashanah was in Tishrei. How does he get Tishrei? Amosai love shul karam atzoin. When do we say the sheep first become pregnant? In which month does the sheep become pregnant? Bizman she yisroyu af yeshiru. At the time when the wheat is like fully grown already, and it's in its stalks, and the stalks are banging against one another, and you hear a shear, you hear noise out of it. Now, Amosai shibola maimer shira. When are the stalks completely grown that they hit against one another with the wind and they say like Shiram? That's Benisin. The Kitzur, the blood of Hashem and Dashim is the Pasuk, the beginning to the end of the Pasuk. Like when is Lav Shukar Matzoin, not right with the next part of the Pasuk, V'yamotim Yatvu Bar, but rather it skips to the end of the Pasuk. That when does the same become pregnant? At the time when the stalks hit against one another, which is Benisin. Therefore, Misabro is Benisin. The behemoths first become pregnant there a klal in Nisan. The yoldas, they give birth 5 months from now, the Elul. So the first give birth in Elul, it should come out then that Rosh Hashanah Shalahim. When is the Rosh Hashanah? Tishrei. That's the blessing of Shimon Shita, that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah is in Tishrei. Now, Tzrech Kamachlek is Hari Yadash in the Pasuk, from the beginning to the end, or right away, one after another. So the Gemara asks, the Ibrach, according to Rav Meir, Nami, who Aksiv Yisroyu Af Yeshiru, either Pasuk is Mashmet at the time when there's noise there, which Pasuk means Nisan. So why do you say they become pregnant in Adar, the Hur means in Nisan? And the Gemara, who be Yafalta? There are some.
One second.
That they first become pregnant in Nisan time. In other words, Nisan is the time when they become pregnant. So how do you say that they become pregnant in Adar before the Pasuk is also Mashma Yisroaf Yeshiru? The tzoin become pregnant at the time when there's noise going on. There are some animals that first become pregnant a little bit later. True, those become pregnant first in Nisan. So there are some that become pregnant in Nisan. But Rashi says, Al-Baruba mi-Adar Hevi. But most of them become pregnant after in Adar. So therefore, since most of them become pregnant in Adar, we say that Adar is when they come pregnant. They give birth 5 months from them in Av. And therefore, the Rosh Hashanah is an Elul. So the Gemara v'Idach, according to Blessed Reb Shimon, that he says, no, they become pregnant at the time when the wind blows in Nisan. So the Gemara Nami Yaktiv Yamokim Yatfu Bar. It says in the Pasuk that when does the sowing become pregnant? At the time when the valley is full of bar of wheat, and that's an Adar. And the Gemara Ohui Bechafasayu the Yasin Miyadar. The Yikat time Taka when the animals become pregnant Taka is an Nisan. Some animals become pregnant earlier in Adar. That's why the Pasuk says like both times. Animals become pregnant both in Adar and in Nisan. But the machlek is though, when is the majority become pregnant, and when is just a tuffle? Ramea says the majority becomes pregnant in Adar, and just some become late in Nisan. And Ablezer Shimon says, no, the majority becomes pregnant first in Nisan. Just some become pregnant earlier in Adar. Gemara says, Bishleim of the Rabbeinu, the Chura Mei is right. Bishleim of the Rabbeinu, Kedichsiv, Yidashim, the Pasuk, very good. It says, Lov Shukor Matzoin. In other words, when does the sheep become pregnant? Bizman Shamokim Yatfubal. Let the next Pasuk, the next word say. At the time when the valley is full of wheat, which is an adder. So Chura Mei is right that to become pregnant, the majority becomes pregnant in adder. The economy Yisroel off Yishud. And the end of the Pasuk said, you should know, there's also some that become pregnant a little bit later in the next month of Nisan when the stalks hit one another like Seishira. So that's good according to Reb Meir. Elo l'Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, Ipcha miboyle. The Pasuk should have said the opposite order. According to them, it should have said, Lov shukor matzoin. You know when the tzoin, when the sheep is lov shu wearing, means pregnant. Bizman she Yisroel af Yishiru. That's what I should have said right away. At Nisan time, when the stalks are hitting one another and it's like Shira then, that's when the animals become pregnant. But that's the majority. But you should know, the Ikanami the Amokim, there are also some that become pregnant a little bit earlier. The Amokim Yatfabar, there are some that become pregnant a little bit earlier in Adar. That's the way the Pasuk should have said it. So according to Lezer of Shimon, it's a kashra on the Pasuk. So Mar says, true. Elohim Rabba. Rabba says like this, I'll tell you. The Kula Yam, everybody holds, Lov Shukor Matzoin. That means the Pasuk, when does the Tzoin become pregnant? When is the time when the animals become pregnant? Bizman Shamokim Yatzvubar Biyadr. In fact, you read the Pasuk one word after another word. When does the majority of them become pregnant? In Chodesh Adar, when the fields, the valleys are full of wheat. For Hochas, then what's the Machlokes then? How come Reb Lezer Shimon says they first become pregnant in Nisan? Or how come he says the Rosh Hashanah is first in Tishrei? Why isn't it Elul? The Gemara says, true. Now, everybody's mustn't become pregnant in Adar. And really, they give birth in Av. That's when they give birth. The Machlokes is, though, when is the Rosh Hashanah? And the Machlokes is in this Pasuk. The Pasuk in Devarim that says, Aser ta'aser. Give off Meitzer. So we dash in Bishnei Maisos Kosim Adabram. The post is talking about there are two different mitzvahs of Maisa. There's Maisa Yerek Vidogan, when you have your wheat that grows from the Tzvua, before you eat them, you have to take off Trumas and Maisas. And then there's Maisa Behema, when you have animals, the new crop, the newborn ones, when you have 10 of them, you have to give off Maisa Behema. Echad Maisa Behema, Aser Taser, one word means, talking about Maisa Behema, when you have 10 newborn. The Yechad Maisa Dogan. So when you have wheat, crop, and you want to start eating them, you have to take off the trumas and maizes. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So now, Reb Meir Sava Makish Maize Behema L'Maize Dogen. There's a hekesh in this pasuk that we learn out the dinim of Maize Behema from the loch of regular maize. You take off the wheat, maize rishon, maize sheni, and truma. The what? Ma Maize Dogen. Just like the trumas and maizes we take off from the wheat is samach l'gamroi. As soon as it's finished growing, when you take it off, right away, usually that's the Zman. When people take off Trumas and Maaseres, usually you take it off right away. As soon as it's finished growing and you cut it off, that's when you take off Trumas and Maaseres. Is Yisuroi, Samach L'Gomra, Yisuroi, that's the time you take off the Trumas and Maaseres. So I'll tell you, Af Maaseh Behema. The same Allah applies by Maaseh Behema. Samach L'Gomra, Yisuroi. As soon as it's finished, as soon as they're all born, that's when you take off Maisa Behema. In other words, everybody holds again to become pregnant in Adar, and they give birth in Av. So they give birth in Av, as soon as they're born, right away you start taking care of Maisa Behema. So maybe when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's like the new year, that starts the new crop. Because of last year's crop, you already took off all the Maisa Behema. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Savri, they hold also that Makish Maisa Behema L'Maisa Dogim. I also hold this, the Hekesh. I learn out the loch of Maisa Behemah from the loch of Maisa Dogin. How do I learn out? Like this. Ma Maisa Dogin. Just like the Maisa Dogin. Rosh Hashanah Shalai is Tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah of the year of Maisris is in Tishrei. You should know, Af Maisa Behemah, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei. Who is then also the Maisa Behemah, the Rosh Hashanah. For Maisa Behemah is also in Tishrei. Even though it's not Samach Lai. But he says the Hekesh is to the same month that the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser is the same month the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. And as in the Rashi says, Maaser Dogon, Samach L'Gomra Yisurai, at Rosh Hashanah, L'Maaser Tishrei.
Doch yitonu lekamon, the Braisa. That the Braisa says later, the Rosh Hashanah for Maisos, one starts the new year. Like you have to know which year you are, when to give Maisi Sheni, and when to give Maisi Oni. You have to know what year you're in. So Tishrei starts the new year. Samach legomra, you, the chol yimaisachan manichum yavesh begroinas asodi. So that's the machlekes, you learn it out, that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisir, who didn't ask the Rosh Hashanah for Maisir Beimer also? Or else, no, you learn out that the Maisir, you take off Maisir right away, who didn't Maisir Beimer also, you take off right away.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, the Yechod the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashonim, our Mishnah says. On the first day of Tishrei, it's called the Rosh Hashanah for the year. So the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah for the year? Omer Rapopol Shtaris. It means for the Lach of Shtaris, like the one we had before. That when you write down the Shtar, I lent you money, you have to write down what year it took place. So what's called the beginning of that year, Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. The Tanan, like we learned, Shtorei Chayiv. If I have a Shtar saying, I owe you money. Hamukdomim, if you wrote the Shtar before I really lent you the money, Psulim. Such a star is possible, like Rashi can't use it at all. Like Rashi, according to Rashi, you could use it, you just can't money from a Shabbatim. Taisa, you can't use it at all. The Amuchorim, what about a star that was written on a date after you made the Maisavor? Then, sure, that's good. Like, you're not doing anything false. You're allowed a money in Mishabodim. If the Loiva sold his Kaka, the Maal was allowed to collect it. So, if as long as the star was written after the Havor, it's kosher. So the Mela, you have to know what year is in the Shtar to know what took first. Did the Maisavor take first, or did they write the Shtar first? So you have to know what year you're talking about, so you write down the Rosh Hashanah. This year is called Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So at the Gemara of Atanam, we learned before not like that. The Atanam, the Echad Benisin, is Rosh Hashanah Limlochim. Our Mishnah said that Rosh Hashanah Limlochim for the kings is Nisin. The Amrin, that we said before, Lamai Hilkasa, what halacha does that mean, that you have the Rosh Hashanah for kings? The Yom Rav Chizal Lishtaris, Rav Chizal said to the same halacha Lishtaris, that when you go to write down the Shtar, you have to write in the Shtar what year you're in, and they write down the years according to how long the king is in reign already. So what's called the new year for the king? It's called Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. So it's a stira. You're telling me now the Rosh Hashanah for Shtaris here is Tishrei. And before the Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. And the Mala Kasha, like we said before already, Khan Lamalcha Yisrael, Khan Lamalcha Yumasailam. That by a Jewish king, the Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. By a Goyish king, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. So here, when the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim is Tishrei, it means by the count of a Goyish king. But when the Yidden didn't live in Eretz Yisrael anymore, when they lived in Chutz Laaretz and they had under the reign of a Goyish king, they used to write down in the Shtar, this is the 20th year of King Joe. So when does King Joe start the new year, the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? But Gemara, that's Shana Mishnah, Eloho, the Yom Rav Chizda. That the Rav Chizda taught us before and said, Leishonu, that we learned at the beginning, the Rosh Hashanah Limlochim is Nisin, Elo Lamalcha Yisrael. He said it before, it's only by a Jewish king. Abu Lamalcha Yumasalem, but by a Goyish king, you should know, Metishrei Minyonin. We count the Goyish king Metishrei. So the Chur, if that was Rav Chizda before, Rav Chizda Masnisa Nosel Hashminon. Does Rav Chizda want to come and teach us the Mishnah? Like you're telling me now, that's Pashup Shat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashonim. And we're saying, what does it mean Rosh Hashanah Lashonim? That's called the new year for Shtaris, when you write down the year of the king. So it comes out that the king's new year starts in Tishrei. The first part of the Mishnah said the king starts in Nisan. So we have to answer that Nisan is a Jewish king. And Tishrei is a Goyish king. So that's Pshat now Mishnah. So what did he Chizda for then? What was the Chizda's big Kiddush to say? That you only count the Jewish king from Nisan. But it's the Goyish king not. It's not your Kiddush from Chizda. That's what our Mishnah says right now. That the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Lashonim is Tishrei. So the Marin says Loi. Rav Chizda Kruos Alashminim. Rav Chizda just wants to come teach us the Psukim. That how does our Mishnah know it? He's not teaching us the Din. The Din talk of the Mishnah says it. Rav Chizda is just telling us, how does the Mishnah know it? Where was the Pesukim that the Mishnah knows to say that Goyish king, the Gobos of Tishrei? That was Rav Chizda's Chiddush. He brought down Pesukim before. The boy said another territory is like this. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Zeira Masnilo. Rav Chizda learned like Rav Zeira. that the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim is Tishrei, it doesn't mean Lishtoris, but it means rather Litkufa. It means for the beginning of the Tkufa of the Mazdolis, when does the Tkufa of the Chama, when does the sun start over again, it starts over on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's what it meant. Then it's very good. The Mishnah is not talking about Lemalochim now by Goyish King. That was a Chizdus Chiddush. The Mishnah now that says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim means Hilchas Tkufa. Rashi means Tkufa Sachama, or Meleda Salvonim Tishrei, that the moon and the sun are first like starting over again their cycle in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the Tkufa. For Abelezi, goes according to Abelezi also, the Yom HaBetishrei Nivroilam, because the Tkufa starts over at the beginning when it was created. So Abelezi Shitri is the world was created in Tishrei. So every Tishrei, that's the new year, like for the Tkufa of the Chamer and the Levona. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Ledin, another pshat. You know what our Mishnah means, that Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah Lishonim? You know what it means for the year? Like we hold, it's our Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah Ledin, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us. Ledin.
Like the Sib says the Pasuk in Devarim, Nei Reishis Hashanah from the beginning of the year, the Adach Roshon to the end of the year. So we dash in Dem Reishis Hashanah at the beginning of the year, and Rosh Hashanah, Nidin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us, Ma Yir B'Seif, what's going to be throughout the whole year. What's ever going to happen this whole coming year, the din was all Eitzke Paschim on Rosh Hashanah. That's what our Mishnah means. Rosh Hashanah Tishrei is Ledin. Look at Rashi. Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Amar. Rosh Hashanah Lishonim. The Tanah, not that our Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim. Hocha Ledin. It means for judgment. Tana, that's what that Tana means. Shakarish Baruch Hu Dan B'Tishrei is called Boilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu judges on Tishrei the whole world. Kol HaKoris Oysam HaTishrei. Whatever's going to happen to us, until the next year, Tishrei. The Yitzchak says in the Pasuk, Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Bereishis Hashanah and Gzeiras Aleph. These are going to be the din and the din, what's going to happen to you throughout the year. Now the Gemara says, Mimai the Tishrei, how do you know this Pasuk? Bereishis Hashanah is talking about Tishrei, and Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. The Yitzchak says in the Pasuk, another Pasuk in Tilim says, Tiku Ba'achoydis Hashoifa Ba'akesel Yom Chageinu. But when is the mitzvah of Shofar, the Yom Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin? That's a yomtiv that the kesel gainu when the moon is covered up. Is there zeh chag? Which yomtiv do we have? Shachedish mischasabo that levon like is covered up, meaning that the yomtiv is on Rosh Chodesh. Heavy yom is there Rosh Hashanah. So this book is talking about on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says shachedish mischasabo means the chodesh is far away.